But why don't we begin now with internet technologies? The goal of the session being to better understand how this thing works that most of us use every day, how we can leverage it, and most importantly, try to build it conceptually from the ground up so that after today and after tomorrow, you have not only the sort of practical benefit of being able to diagnose things in the real world a little more effectively, you've sort of had the opportunity to think through with the proverbial engineering hat how you could go about building things that at first glance might seem so terribly complex, but at the end of the day are the result of some fairly logical, well-defined decisions, again, layering from bottom to top. So with that said, what is the internet? Let's start there. Half of you are on it right now, so you must know. What is the internet? What is the internet? Yes,
it's
Sean. Okay, so a way to access different websites, network structure. Okay, and let's dive in a little more physically. So that's what it does. What is it, actually? What do we got, Avi? Okay, good, more precise. So a network of devices, and a network is just an interconnection of things. And those devices will just simplify, and their computers, though very much in vogue these days, is IoT, or Internet of Things, which means like every stupid little thing in the world is going to be on the internet for some reason. So that's trendy right now. But for today, we'll just focus on devices or computers. And what does it mean to network them? Well, back in the day, it meant physically connecting them with cables so that you could actually have a physical connection between devices. Nowadays, we of course have like these antennas on the wall called access points, or Wi-Fi routers, or any number of other names for them, but that allows us to all transmit data wirelessly. So that might give us locally what we'd call a local area network, or LAN. People don't say that as much anymore, but that's what a local area network is. You also have WLAN, which is a wireless local area network, which probably even fewer people say these days. But these are indeed local networks. So what is the internet? Well, the internet is really just a network of networks. So we might think of this campus, of course, as being Harvard.edu, down the road is MIT.edu, across the country is Stanford.edu, not to mention all of the many companies and universities and homes that are out there. And so all of those, if they're interconnected, indeed give us the internet or internetwork. All right, so how does it work? So I've just walked into this room a little bit ago. I open my laptop screen, and somehow I'm magically on the internet. I'm connected to the internet. But a few steps had to precede that. Some of you engaged in those steps while you were here on campus this weekend or first thing this morning by following some of the instructions. What was one of the first things you had to do according to the instructions in this booklet today?
Connect and log on.
You had to connect and log on. So most of you probably have the intuitive the instincts these days to when you want to connect on Wi-Fi, you go to like your Wi-Fi menu in the top right or bottom right corner of your screen, whatever operating system you're using, and you choose either the most familiar or the most unlocked network that you possibly can and try to get online. Sometimes you're asked for a password, sometimes you aren't, and that may or may not have some